When it comes to dance hall music, one name stands above the rest.
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, actually, two names. Sean Paul.
Telling them again. Come on, a scotcha. Man, a scotcha. Scotch man, it pepper when me deal with the daughter. Man, a scotcha.
This fiery beat is Scorcha, the title track off of Sean Paul's latest album, which brings the Jamaican artist's signature heat back to the dance floor. Sean Paul joins us now from Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, we just heard Scorcha, which I'm already, you know, grooving to. Everybody can't see it because it's radio, but I'm moving to it. Like, is that what you are trying to bring with this new album? Just bring the heat?
Yeah, man. This album is full of that and also shows some growth. So it's a double whammy from me, you know what I mean? When I heard this track, Scorcha, it just reminded me of, you know, a clubby vibe, even though we haven't been clubbing as much. And I was looking forward to these times again. So I was like, what am I? Hot boy. What is this track? Hot track. All right. Manascacha. Mad something.
I mean, your first album came out 22 years ago, which is hard to believe. And now you're known all over the world for songs like Get Busy. You also have like No Lie, which you recorded with Dua Lipa. I want to know what goes into a Sean Paul song.
Well, for me, you know, every time I hear a track, it's a track that tells me exactly where it's going to go, if it's going to be moody or introspective or dancehall selective, you know what I mean? So when I hear a track that I feel can make, you know, people bounce or have a lady feel like she want to shake it and, you know, show off her beautiful assets, that's always inspiring to me and helps me to write as well.
I'm going in tonight to the morning light of the girl, then we have them all lips. When you keep pressing back, girl, you will blow up this spot, girl. Make we reset the clock.
You have a song with Sia called Dynamite. When you get a track and you're like, Sia would be great on this, and then it just kind of flows from there.
Yeah, like, sent it to her. She was like, dope, wrote me, you know, the hook. And when I heard that, I was like, I'm ready. And to me, it reminds me of the energy that I need this year.
I mean, it seems like more artists are doing dance hall music who are not from Jamaica.
Mm.
Or even you see people trying to do Jamaican lingo, even though they're not Jamaican. You know, shout out to Chet Hanks. What do you think about that? Do you ever get a little like some people are doing a little too much, or do you appreciate it?
I appreciate it. It's been forever. You know, I mean, when I heard Little Kim come on say, what the block, what the BC,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in Benjamin's.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
Those references have been awesome. And then people like, you know, from the beginning, KRS-One putting familiar reggae bass lines to their hit tracks. Also people like Slick Rick. And then, you know, when it came to my era, R&B people getting involved with Beyonce, mm-hmm. them and Blue Cantrell mm-hmm. hollering at me to do a tune. And you come up to this era where you have people like Drake and Rihanna and people mm-hmm. like Ed Sheeran. You know, I've been criticized for criticizing people like that. But really what I was just trying to do was make people aware that the sound comes from Jamaican artists and what we've done. It's not only myself, but reggaeton, Afrobeat, and a lot of these pop cats benefit from what we've done before.
Mm. You did mention Beyonce. You had a very big hit with Beyonce, Baby Boy. Now, you did talk about this in a recent interview that you did. You only performed it a few times, that there seemed like there were some issues. And this was a long time ago, like 2003,
mm-hmm.
that there were rumors that you and Beyonce may have had a romantic thing going on.
They must hate me by now, and their children too, man.
Ooh, you think Beyonce them, or...
Yeah, because it keeps coming up, and this is 20 years later, and it's like,
yeah.
Love to them, they're two great artists. The song Me and Her, it was a very sexy song.
It was very good. It was a hot song.
But people keep, you know, bringing it into different contexts, and so headlines. I thought to myself, since the last time, maybe I should just not say nothing about the song ever again. it is what it is. There were rumors about the song, but what I said was, I didn't start them. Maybe they started because of these crazy incidences.
Because like your sound was cutting out during the performances and stuff like that.
But I'm not saying that anybody had really sabotaged. I'm saying maybe that's why people got that mixed up and construed. So it is what it is. It's just music.
You have talked about how this album, you wanted to show kind of different sides of yourself. You have a song called Borrowed Time. I want to play a clip of that.
All right, girl, this love has doomed us by design. Because we're here on borrowed time. We're here on borrowed time. Cause I'm not yours and you're not mine. Seems like we're here on borrowed time. We're here on borrowed time. We both see love but we both blind. And it's never satisfying. Never satisfying.
Yeah, that song is interesting. It's about me coming to the realization about, you know, the jump off, like
the infidelity, like the,
yeah,
from
it's about cheating.
Time ago, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank God that's not in my life no more.
Yeah.
But like, you know, coming to the realization, like, yo, even though I do love to spend time with this person, she ain't mine. This is borrowed time. Is it really satisfying? Do I get to do everything in life with the person? And so in the song, I say, I wish we never crossed the line.
I mean, you talk about like kind of a deep and like strong love in Calling on Me, right? That's about like family.
Yeah, like, you know, at the time I was losing my father, he was sick. Basically, he was there when I did that song, but shortly after that. And the words just came very quickly to me. There's a lot of space in the song. I usually eat my lyrics up, like, you know what I mean? Let me see all the girl them broke up on the floor for me, the one that work is performer. But this one was more, you know, true love never fail, love never fall. Space, you know what I mean? Just kind of giving you the perspective to kind of think about what I just said for a sec. Real love conquers all.
All right then, true love never fail, love never fall. Real love conquers all. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to be easy in the pain and all. Your frustration to be gone.
Those are lyrics just very personal to me, but also it could be for a lot of different people. It just goes out to anybody who really feels love for whoever it is, you know?
Obviously, you know, you repping Jamaica. That's what you're doing. You can hear it in the music. There is like a really reggae heavy track called Light My Fire,
yeah,
featuring Gwen Stefani and Shensia.
Rock steady girl for the rhythm and bass. Come baby girl and I've no time for waste. Don't want run you, don't want chase.
Won't you light my fire?
Bang, 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 bang.
Amazing. Fire. Thank you, thank you. I like, that's amazing.
Yeah, man. Let's be doing it.
Speaking of Jamaica, you got an Order of Distinction in 2019. This is a special honor given by the Jamaican government for your contribution to the global popularity and promotion of reggae music.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel representing your home sound?
That's awesome. Because as a kid growing up, there was no one would have guessed it would have been me and myself either. I did feel strong in myself that I had a great talent. But I'm not from the usual place then or area that people would consider to be, you know, someone to be in the lead of the genre. So I feel honored, man. So big up to everybody who loves the genre in Jamaica and the diaspora. And just want to continue to take part in the history and salute everybody that supports.
That was Sean Paul, whose new album, Scorcher, is out now. Sean Paul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me and giving me the time. Enough love, I respect you.
Knowing that nothing ain't lacking, branch banking, no machine, keep going.